13th to the 15th of February 2015, live in LA, by live stream to the rest of the world.
If Cupid didn't shoot his arrows into you, how would you know, stop, observe, be with, there's something here, there are lessons to be learned. So what happens when we have that falling in love experience is that we have really a spontaneous enlightenment experience.
Invoking the romantic mysteries.
Having sex casually is a dangerous, emotionally dangerous thing, because the fact that someone can have this intimate experience early on and have sex with the other person and it's all so glorious and we can be truly naked and unembarrassed in front of each other and so forth, that's not that hard to do before I have seen how you really handle life on a daily basis.
The truth about relationships.
Relationships are never over. Because the deepest reality in life is not the relationship of the body. So relationships are in your mind. You might not have seen someone for 25 years, but if you are carrying resentment towards them, then that is hurting you in your present relationship.
The real causes of pain and suffering.
At a certain point in my life when it really would have served me for my father to be very cherishing of my feelings, thereby creating the synapses of my expectation that men would be, I, like millions of other women, didn't receive that and emerged as a woman sort of thinking, well, if I achieve enough, you will love me, rather, which is a death trap for a relationship. And I was not really centered in a space of vulnerability and openness that I might have been if my father had been more emotionally present in a cherishing way.
Getting ready for true love.
If you are a person who thinks that your behavior should be guided in every moment by quote-unquote how you really feel, then you are not yet ready for true love. Our nervous system has to be a container for the true self.
Authenticity.
There is a little voice inside all of us that knows more than the mortal mind. And it knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We all have that radio link. The problem is the thinking of the world and the craziness of the world is so loud that there's too much static in our radio.
February 13th to February 15th, live in LA and by live stream, Marion will be running a course called Invoking the Romantic Mysteries. Marion, can you share with us what that course is about, please?
It's talking about developing mastery. It's talking about making ourselves more available. Mastery at love and mastery, particularly at the romantic skill set. Making space for love. A deep inquiry into what is that line between vulnerability and appropriate, healthy boundaries. What is the real masculine, feminine dynamic, which applies to both gay relationships and straight relationships. What are the ways that we need to clear up the past and forgive the past so we can be fully present for love? In what ways are we holding other people hostage without realizing it? So the weekend will be a deep inquiry into this very kind of conversation so that we become not only people who magnetize love, but people who know how to keep it once it's already been magnetized. The seminar is in Los Angeles, but it's also live streamed, so people can attend it, as it were, from anywhere and can find out more about that at marianne.com.
Okay, so if you're listening to this on the web, then you'll see the link below. Otherwise, it's marianne.com. This particular course, the Invoking the Romantic Mysteries in Relationships and Spirituality, how much of it is dealing with oneself so that we become somebody who's a great soulmate? So we're looking for the ultimate soulmate, but how much of this course is about making ourselves the ultimate soulmate?
Well, I think all of the work is about ourselves. And in relationship, this is very important because the ego mind will always say, you aren't doing it right. The ego, no matter what kind of relationship it is, the ego is like a scavenger dog seeking guilt in another person, shreds of evidence of another person's guilt. And this is a way to keep us separate from God, separate from love, separate from the universe. So it's always about ourselves. What am I not giving in any situation? So, yes, it's very much about our developing mastery, our developing. And, you know, the more mastery I have, the better I play the game, the more I will magnetize somebody who's playing the game, doing the dance on a higher level as well. and also within my own relationship, when I'm playing life at a higher frequency, a higher vibration, I call on a subconscious level, I call the other person to a higher level of frequency as well. So all of the work ultimately is on ourselves. And that does not mean that we do not look at the other, but it's a difference between looking at the other only for what I can get from the other versus looking at the other to learn how I can be a more adoring person and a more transformational, compassionate figure in their life, which, hello, makes them want to be with me.
To join Marianne Williamson's Invoking the Romantic Mysteries Seminar, register at marianne.com.